Walking up Snow Mountain, it's hard not to notice people. They're mostly hiking today, but humans have quarried the mountain, carved into it, and completely changed the landscape. But there are two other mountains that offer a glimpse at what Snow Mountain once was. GPB's Sophia Salaby reports on the story, more than 300 million years in the making.
We're standing on a huge rock face. It's a plateau of ancient gray stone. There aren't many plants other than some little red succulents with tiny white flowers growing in cracks between the slabs of granite and quartz. Occasionally, there's a swirl of black minerals in the rock you notice as you hike across it. It's like we're on an alien planet. But if you turn around, you can see the city of Atlanta in the distance. We're on Stone Mountain, 30 minutes east of the city, and on this spring Saturday, it's busy. But this isn't just a mountain. As Mira Cardenas explains, it's also called a monadnock.
Most mountains are created by volcanic activity or seismic plates pushing together. A monadnock is like a hard lump of earth that the softer earth has worn away. So it's more exposed from erosion, less than something violent like a volcano or an earthquake.
Cardenas is the executive director of the Arabian Mountain Heritage Area Alliance.
Here on the east side of Atlanta, we have the most common monadnock, the one that everyone knows, Stone Mountain, world famous. And then further south, we have Arabian Mountain and Panola Mountain.
She says those three big monadnocks, Stone, Arabia, and Panola, formed independently of each other, but taken together tell a story.
Through thousands of people walking up a rock every single day to a more natural area, to a complete conservation area, we can really see the impact that we as people have over time on a landscape. As you hike up Stone Mountain, notice that the stone is really smooth and worn. You see bare rock, you don't see a lot of plants. But if you look in the crevices, you start to see a plant called diamorpha.
Diamorpha are those little red plants. They grow in depressions of the stone called solution pits, which were worn away by the grayish-green lichen that covers the stone. They're mini ecosystems that take tens of thousands of years to grow.
On Panola Mountain, you have to walk single file to reduce our human impact on that landscape.
The biggest difference that I think people see when they get on Panola is it's much more green.
This is Taylor Aluko. She's the assistant manager for Panola Mountain State Park.
We have a forest growing on top of our mountain, so that's kind of the big difference that you immediately see when you get on Panola.
That forest started as a tiny pool of lichen and water 50,000 years ago. That's why we have to hike in a single file, to protect those tiny ecosystems. There's only one place on Panola Mountain where people tried to quarry, but our guide here, Erica Betros, says the stone was too fragile, making it unusable.
And so because of that, this is the only extent of human damage that we have on our part. So we're very, very fortunate for that.
Back at Stone Mountain, our guide, Barsha Chesteen, says this ecology exists on Stone Mountain, too. But it's harder to find when thousands of feet march across the rock every weekend.
We're never going to keep people off the lichen or keep people off the moss in the ways that they do at Panola. But because Panola is here and is protected, it makes me feel better, you know, about Stone Mountain being used like this.
For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.